This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. I just pulled dandelions before they flowered in my perennial bed last weekend. Many folks are not in favor of embracing the weed. They'd rather fight it. You might consider seeking revenge in a different way, by eating it. In many European countries, the lowly dandelion is on the menu. I'll have a recipe for wilted dandelion salad on gardenbite.com. One of the most important things to remember before you pick those dandelions to eat is that they are herbicide and pesticide free. So don't put down that pre-emergent if you want to eat those dandelions. Choose those that are left to grow undisturbed by chemicals. All parts of the dandelion are edible and have medicinal and culinary uses. The roots can be harvested when the ground thaws and can be eaten raw, steamed, or even dried, roasted, and ground into a coffee substitute. Yep, I'll have that recipe too. The flowers are best known for winemaking, but you can add them to your salad, make jelly, or dip them in batter to make dandelion fritters. The leaves are a veritable treasure of good stuff for you. Loaded with antioxidants, potassium, and vitamins A and C, you've got a medicine cabinet in your lawn. The greens can be eaten raw, steamed, boiled, or sautéed. Be sure to harvest them young if you'll be eating them raw. The older leaves can be bitter, so it's best to cook them. To let you know that dandelions are in demand, there's a variety called Clio that's available through Johnny's Selected Seeds. It's an Italian selection with high yields of upright greens. I'll have the link on GardenBite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Gardeners know that the key to a healthy garden is to start with a healthy foundation, and that means great soil. That's why I use Creekside Soils everywhere I plant, even on my lawn. Go to CreeksideSoils.com to find your local retailer, and remember, gardeners who know use Creekside. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.